I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, the Lumbee Tribe is federally recognized and a Kansas tribe rids its ICE contract. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. It's official. With the swipe of President Donald Trump's pen, North Carolina's Lumbee Tribe is now the 575th federally recognized tribe in the U.S. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington. This week, the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation in Kansas issued a statement to its tribal members about an ICE contract after the deal was met with public scrutiny. In a video statement, Chairman Joseph Rupnik said the nation has fully divested from the contract. Tribal citizens from across the U.S. have raised concerns about the Trump administration's immigration policies. Native people have also reported being confronted by ICE, including actress Elaine Miles sharing her story with media outlets about her encounter in November. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Brian Schatz, vice chair of the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs, U.S. Senator Patty Murray, vice chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, and 10 of their Senate colleagues recently sent a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem about reports of ICE encounters with tribal citizens. They're urging her to develop policies and trainings to recognize tribal IDs. They're requesting a response by January 11th. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.